Take your Bibles, please, and turn with me to Romans chapter 1. I seem to have acquired a bit of a cold here, but I think the Lord will give me the strength to get through this message. We're going to be looking primarily at verses 4 through 7, but I'll read that section again, 1 through 7, Romans 1, 1 through 7. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, in the time we have remaining today, I pray that you would make it time well spent for your glory. May the Spirit of God take the Word of God and apply it to the people of God today in order that we might go out and be the people you'd have us be in daily living and accomplish the work of God in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We saw last time that Paul introduces himself as the sole author of this epistle. He calls himself a bondservant of Christ Jesus. He's a slave of Christ. He sees himself under the complete ownership and authority of Christ, and he sees himself at the disposal of Christ to do his will. Secondly, he calls himself an apostle. Now, that does not say that he was called to be an apostle. In fact, the original text simply says, called apostle. And God declared that he was an apostle. And since that's what he was, then it was up to him, by the Spirit of God, to become that in daily practice. And that's a fine distinction, but it's an important distinction. We'll see the importance of it a little bit later in this message. Thirdly, Paul says about himself that he was set apart passively. It wasn't his idea. He was set apart by God, apparently, for the gospel of God, for the good news of God. And we wanted to emphasize last time, and I emphasize it here again, that the word gospel does mean good news, and it is good news, that God has something to give men. He is in the business of granting men eternal life, completely free and without any charge whatsoever, without any obligation on our part. God simply dispenses it to whosoever will. This is that gospel, verse 2, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, and it was concerning his Son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh. And so